right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, a week from tonight, we will be at the Commerce Casino for the big Conway and Whitman No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, Commerce Casino, next Thursday. You can sign up. It's free to get in. You sign up on the website. Go to 971freefm.com or conwayandwhitman.com. If you go to the station website, 971freefm.com, click under Contests, and then sign up for the tournament. It's free to get in, free food down there for all players. It's always the best event we do. Tons of people want to play. We usually get about between 1,800 and 2,000 people signing up. We select 600 or so, and about 600 people show up, and we have a great evening. It's a week from Thursday, so come on down. But you got to sign up. You got to get a ticket first. Don't show up and not be on the list and then beg for one. It very rarely happens. All right, folks, the weather has started here in Southern California. I'm looking at the Channel 9 or CBS website here. And it looks like the rain has already started in Santa Clarita and Simi Valley, or it's just about to hit Simi Valley. And so it's going to be awfully wet over the next 24 hours. And if you flip on Channel 9 News, you can see in Running Springs, they're already preparing for it up there where the fires hit over the fall. And in the next hour, before we're done here, we'll have somebody from KNX or KFWB come on and tell us exactly how much rain and where it's going to hit. All right, it is time for Make Conway Laugh, everybody. Look at that, man. All you have to do is call us up with your favorite joke, the best joke within in the next hour. Gonna get yourself a prize, man. A pair of $50 gift cards, MasterCard gift cards, one for you and another one for a friend. To purchase a MasterCard prepaid gift card, go to CVS Pharmacy or visit MasterCard.com/prepaid. They're great gifts. MasterCard.com/prepaid. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Let's hear those jokes, man. And please try to keep them clean. We're not going to use crazy racial terms. We're not going to use a lot of swear words here because we can't. And the best joke is going to get a $100 worth of gift cards from MasterCard.
Jesus Christ.
Dennis in West Hills. Dennis, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's his name again?
Dennis is his name.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
All right.
Here's my joke.
What do you got?
Farmer Johnson's prize bull gets sick, so he calls the vet. The vet comes on and says, what's the matter? And he goes, well, his eyes are crossed. And the vet goes, I know what to do. So he pulls out a 3-foot tube about 2 inches in diameter and tells the farmer to go stand in front of the bull. So the vet takes his tube and shoves it up the bull's backside and starts blowing in it vigorously. So he's huffing and puffing, and the vet goes, anything yet? And the farmer goes, nope, his eyes are still crossed. He goes, well, I'm tired. Let's switch places. So the farmer goes to the backside of the bull, pulls out the tube, and shoves the other end in. And the vet goes, what the heck are you doing? He goes, well, you don't expect me to blow on the same end you just did, do you?
Right.
You're laughing.
That's a good joke, dude. You're definitely in the running. All right. Let's get Dennis and West Hill's phone number. That is good. All right. That's pretty cool. All right, the bull joke. Let me write that down. That's very funny, dude. All right, Jasmine in Fontana. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
All right. You got the decent joke for us, man?
Yeah, it's called Little Tommy.
All right.
Okay, there's this teacher. Her name is Mrs. Rochelle. And she goes, okay, today, class, we're going to learn three-syllable words. Does anybody know any three-syllable words? So Little Tommy, he raises his hand and he says, masturbate. And Mrs. Rochelle says, say what?
All right, baby.
Say
Jesus
what?
Jesus Christ. Art in Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's his name again?
Art.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. You're on the air.
Okay. There's this woman who gets pulled over for speeding by a cop, and he says, you know, lady, I pulled you over for speeding. Let me see your license. And she says, well, you know, I don't have a license. It was taken away from me for drunk driving. He goes, well, let me see your registration. And she goes, well, I don't have a registration because this isn't my car. I stole it. He says, you stole this car? And she goes, well, actually, I hijacked the car, killed the driver, cut him up into little pieces, and put him in the trunk. So he gets all excited, pulls out his gun, takes her out of the car, makes her lay on the ground, and calls for backup. So a bunch of other police cars drive up, and one of the police officers comes over to the car and opens up the trunk, and there's nothing there.
Jesus Christ. So he goes
to the lady, and he says, you know, I thought you told this officer you had a body in the trunk. She says,
doesn't matter.
No, and then she says, and I never said that. And he says, well, you said you don't have a registration. She says, yeah, it's in the glove compartment. And he said, but he says you don't have a license. And she says, yeah, here it is. And she showed him. And she says, well, next thing you know, he'll probably tell you I was speeding.
Oh, Bubbo.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, Art.
Jesus Christ.
Happened to you, dude? Went that far for that joke? Please. It's the best you got? I'd run away from you at a party.
Get somebody in here that can that calls horse races.
Yeah, or that can tell a joke. God almighty. Michael and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
All right, so an old man walks into a bar. He's blind and he has a crocodile. Bartender says, hey, you can't bring that crocodile in here. He says, I can. It does a trick. Bartender says, what's the trick? He takes the crocodile up, puts it on top of the bar. He pulls out his thingy and says, and puts it in the mouth and starts hitting the crocodile in the head. Pulls his thing out and says, see, nothing wrong with it. And everybody claps. Asks everybody, anybody else want to try this? An old woman in the back says, yeah, I'll try it. And she says, just don't hit me in the head.
Ugh.
Jesus
almighty,
Christ.
Man. All right, Matt in Ontario, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going? I got
all
a couple
right.
of jokes. Can I tell them both?
Yeah, give us your best 10. You got 10?
Well, I probably have 5, but obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, what did JFK say to JFK Jr.?
I don't know.
You need an airplane like I need a hole in the head.
Jesus Christ.
Good night. Alex in Chatsworth, you're on 97.1 Free FM. I'm sorry. Alex, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, an old man had to show his gray hair on his chest to get Social Security. The wife yells out, show them your penis so you could get disability.
It's not bad. I've heard a billion times, but not bad.
It's awful.
Man,
it's just
Sammy,
horrible.
Danny in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You there, dude?
Benny?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Two college kids from spring break go down to Mexico for spring break. They go down there, and one of them is a native Mexican, so he says, I'm going to take you to this bar where they sell this delicacy, bull testes. So he says, okay, and he sits down, and they both sit down, and they come out with this gargantuan plate of bull testes. He said it's only from the bullfighter. When the guy fights the bulls, this is what we serve. We serve the bulls, you know. We serve the testes from the bull they lost. So he kind of enjoys them, and he says, yeah. And he comes back there next year with another guy.
All right, that's enough. Jess in L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey,
what's
Bob?
His name again?
How
Jess.
Are you?
Hey, you got a joke for us, dude?
Yes, sir. A guy walks into a bar and he goes, every lawyer's an a-hole. And a guy stands up and goes, I resent that. He goes, what are you, a lawyer? He goes, no, I'm an a-hole.
I'm an a-hole. There you go.
Jesus Christ.
Jay in Commerce, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, I got 3 jokes about radio talk show hosts. You ready?
Perfect.
Okay, number one. Why do radio talk show hosts have large nostrils?
I don't know.
Because they have fat fingers. Number two. Do you know how to save a drowning radio talk show host?
No.
Good. Number three. What do you call 37 radio talk show hosts on the bottom of Santa Monica Bay?
I don't know.
A good start. All right.
All right. Fantastic. John and Corona, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, a Jewish guy and his wife are celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary. He turns to his wife and says, dear, what would you like, a fur coat, a diamond ring? She says, Bernie, I want a divorce. He says, I wasn't planning on spending that much.
Jesus Christ.
All right, that's pretty good. John and Corona. A divorce joke. All right, that's pretty good, dude. All right, hold on 1 second. All right, that guy is in the running. John in line 1. So we confirm we got John and Dennis. Ozzy at LAX. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a joke for us, Dave?
Hey, what's up, Conway? Of course, man. Yeah, man. Hey,
you working out? You work at LAX?
Yes, I do. I'm actually supposed to be clocking in about a couple minutes ago. I was supposed to clock in at 10, so I'm just waiting outside the parking lot.
What do you do?
I do shipping, shipping stuff like JFK, Honolulu.
That's pretty cool.
Mostly.
All right, what do you got?
All right, so what do you tell Wolsey with two black eyes?
I don't know.
Nothing. You done told it twice.
There you go. Get to work, dude. What's wrong with you? Deborah in Redland, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a joke for us, baby?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Why does the truck driver like to cut the tips of their gloves off?
I don't know.
Because they like seeing the girlfriend in shorts.
Okay. That's not bad. All right, hold on 1 second. Deborah. Where is she? In Redlands. Gloves. That's pretty good. All right. So far, I got 3 decent jokes. All right, let's talk to Roger in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you got for us?
All right. The old lady's walking.
All right. Please. Jesus Christ. Can't
no,
use
I'm serious.
That term?
You know what? I have hid long enough.
Tim in Hollywood. You're on 97.1.
All right. This is actually from my stand-up act, so I hope you like it.
Oh, good.
So I'm a New York Italian, and part of being a New York Italian is you go to the family reunion. This year, my brother and I thought it would be a great idea. We did some background on our family. Found out we were part black. The Sicilian part of our family was conquered by the Moors. I found this out. I looked at my brother. I said, my God, I have said some terrible things about our people.
There you go. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. It's not bad, but the guy's a professional. Expect a little more out of those pros. That's not a bad joke, though. I'd go see that guy at the comedy. You go see that guy, wouldn't you, really?
No.
All right. Who are we up to here? Let's see. How about line 5? Jess, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's his name again?
Jess.
Jeff, you mean Jeff.
Jeff in Chino.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Good.
Okay, a guy walks into a bar sitting next to another guy who's talking into his hand. And the guy says, what are you doing? He says, I got a telephone imprinted into my hand. Shows it to him. He says the numbers and everything. He says, hey, let me call my wife. So the guy lets him use his hand to call his wife. And he says, hey, you'll never believe, honey, what I'm doing. I'm calling from this guy's hand. And she says, oh, that's amazing. That's incredible. How do you do that? You know, anyway. So later on, the guy goes in the bathroom and sees the guy sitting in the stall upside down with the toilet paper running from the toilet roll to his butt. And the guy says, what are you doing? He goes, oh, nothing. Just waiting for a fact.
All right. Not bad.
It's incredible.
It's a fax machine. All right, very good. Jonathan in Long Beach, 97.1 Free FM. You got a joke for us, dude?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, man.
Got a quick question answer for you.
Perfect.
What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
I don't know. What'd she say? All right.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Mark in Fontana, you're on 97.1.
What's up?
I don't know if we could use them. It's a funny joke, but... Can't use that term. Raphael in San Pedro. You're on 97.1.
Hey, can I get some snow? Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
I just want to say, do you guys realize why all men that choose to get married when they all get old, why they all end up dying before their wives?
Could I get some snow?
Why?
Because they want to.
All right. Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ.
3D house of flat comments. Jesus Christ. Johnny in Burbank, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a joke for us, man?
Yeah, I do. Hey, how you doing, man?
All right, dude.
Hey, I got this this lady, she was playing golf, right? So she got bit by a bee. She ran up to the next group, and she goes, I got bit by a bee. And he goes, where at? And she goes, well, between the second and first hole. He goes, oh, that's okay. Your stance is too wide. I got one more.
All right, hold on 1 sec, dude. That's a good one. All right, what else you got?
This little boy, he'd come home and he had his BB gun and BBs out shooting squirrels, and he pours the BBs in his cake mix, and his mom didn't notice. She was on the phone, took off, and the next day they gave a big birthday party, forgot all about it. Are you there?
Yes.
And
just barely.
The next morning, the next day they had the big celebration. The next morning he got up, Mom was upstairs going to bath on a PBB. He goes, what? Told the whole story and everything. If it happens again, we'll take you to the doctor. The next boy comes down, Mom.
All right, hold on. We couldn't. I'd like to clear that up for the audience so we can tell it. The three kids ate BBs, so Mom said, tell me when they come out. So one kid comes downstairs and he says, hey, I was just upstairs going to the bathroom and, I was peeing BBs. Second kid, I was peeing BBs. Third kid, Mom says, hey, don't tell me. You're upstairs and you're peeing and BBs came out. He goes, no, I was upstairs enjoying myself and I shot the dog. Unfortunately, we can't use some terms, but that's a good joke, dude. Johnny and Burbank with that bee sting. All right. So far, we got four decent jokes, man. It's a lot more than we typically get out of this audience, so congratulations. All right. Have you got yourself a joke? 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Where are we up to here? How about Don in Woodland Hills? Don, you're on 97.1. Donnie in Woodland Hills. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
You know how come Smokey the Bear's wife never has any baby cubs?
I don't know.
Whenever she gets in heat, he throws dirt on her and beats her with a shovel.
Oh, boy. There he goes. Pat Nohai, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, what do you got?
What do you call a dog with no hind legs and metal balls?
A dog with no hind legs and metal balls.
Sparky.
Sparky, huh?
Jesus Christ.
Got a call from third grade. Bill in Burbank, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, fellas. Guy goes to a psychiatrist's office for his first visit. He says, doctor, I've felt repulsive and very bad about my looks my whole life. I can't get any women, and I'm wondering if you can help me. Doctor says, I think I can help you. Why don't you lie down here on the couch, face down.
Thank you very much. Dennis and Torrance, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
All right, young girl doing a thesis on American Indians, flies into Phoenix. Old man picks her up, takes her up to a reservation. She sees that she's walking by a young man with a feather in his hat. Asks the old man, what does that signify? Oh, he's a young brave warrior. He's had sex with one squaw. She sees another guy walking by with 10 feathers.
I can't do the... I can't sit through the... But long jokes for crappy punchlines. I just can't do it anymore. I don't know if you know this, but my father is Tim Conway, one of the funniest men on the planet. I'm beyond the, three guys going to a bar crap. All right. I hate to say it, but I guess I was spoiled as a kid. I don't find that crap funny. It's long. It's dull. The punchlines are terrible. And nobody finds that as funny anymore. So lose it from your routine.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
Thane in San Dimas, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Okay, what a fat girl do in the summer?
I don't know.
Stink.
Now, see, that's a solid joke, dude.
There you go.
Okay. All right, hold on 1 second. You're in the running there. All right. Girls, that's a pretty good joke. See, folks, quick jokes, fast jokes. What do you call this? Bang. And, a quick setup and a quick punchline. Stop with the, I saw three guys, one who had a feather in his hat, one had two feathers, the other had three feathers. So I asked the guy with the one, who cares? All right, we're going to take a break and come back. Your favorite joke, if it's the best joke of the night, you're going to get yourself a pair of $50 gift cards from MasterCard. MasterCard gift cards. So far, we got Dennis, John, Deborah, Johnny, and Thane. Five decent jokes already, man. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All you have to do is call us up with your favorite joke, And you get yourself a prize, everybody, if you have the best joke of the evening. So far, we have five finalists. We're looking for eight finalists. And then we're going to have them all tell that joke again. And the winner gets a pair of $50 gift card, MasterCard gift cards. $50 MasterCard gift cards. Go to MasterCard.com/prepaid. Or go to CVS. Or go to Diamond Bar. Go to CVS. Or Woodland Hills, a Diamond Bar, man. All righty, please. Don't bust my balls. All right, your favorite joke, everyone.
So go to Diamond Bar.
Yeah, go to Diamond Bar. Was it from a Dr. Sword read?
Yeah, Dr. Sword, man.
Look at that guy. All right, Mac and Compton, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a joke there, dude?
Yeah, dude. How you doing, you big
star? All right, how are you, man?
All right, there's a black dude, a Mexican, and a Samoan in the car.
Here we go. I don't know.
The police officer.
Yeah. Hey, now. Hey, Heidi loves that one. Hey, Corolla liked that one, too, huh? Adam and... Speaking of Adam, Adam in Hacienda Heights, you're on 97.1 for
again?
FM. Adam, Hacienda Heights. Hey, what do you got?
I got these two gay guys that were bored at home, and one of them says, you know what, let's fence.
Please.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Bill in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not bad. What do you got?
Hey, okay. First grade class gets out, and Sandy tells the teacher, we just played in the sandbox at recess. Me and Arthur, and the teacher says,
all right, that's enough. Thank you. Doug in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
A guy asked his buddy, hey, man, you ever have those Freudian slips? Like the other day at the bus stop, I accidentally asked for two tickets to Tiotsburg. The guy says, yeah, I know what you mean. At dinner the other day, instead of asking my wife to please pass the mashed potatoes, I accidentally said, you bitch, you ruined my life.
Guy must have been in a coma for 20 years when that joke was circulating. Brian in Canoga Park, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
What's the difference between a Ritz cracker and a lesbian?
I don't know.
One's a snack cracker and the other's a crack snacker.
All right. There
you Jesus
go.
Christ.
A little wordplay. 10:30 at night. Ruben in Duarte, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How you going?
Not bad.
Hey, all right. I got mine. A carrot, a celery stick, and a penis for kicking it. Carrot says to them, man, my master sucks. He chops me up and throws me into boiling water. Celery stick says, that's nothing. My master chops me up and tosses me in a salad.
Jesus Christ.
Andre in Koreatown, you're on 97.1.
Yes, how you doing?
Not bad.
Hey, good. Good to talk with you. I love your father. He's
Thank
so
you
funny.
Very much. Thank
anyway,
you.
Okay. This lady, she's two secretaries, they're just talking with each other, and she goes, man, one of them says, I'm so stressed out, I don't know what to do, I just don't know what to do. The other one says, hey, don't trip, do what I do. I hang up on this rod right here, and when the boss comes by, I tell him I'm a light bulb. So she goes, that's not going to work. She goes, watch. So she hangs upside down, she says, hey, look, there's the boss. The boss comes by and goes, what are you doing? She goes, hey, I'm a light bulb. He goes, you need some time off, get off of there, get down, get some time off, you're off for 3 weeks. Bye. So she's walking out. Well, the other lady's walking behind her. The boss said, before you go, and she goes, I can't work without any lights.
Very good. Speaking of my dad, his website is up now at timconway.com. Did you see that?
Timconway.com?
Yeah.
It's a great website.
Brand new website there, man. All right. Let's talk to Tim and Corona, see if he can save us here. Tim, we've had about 20 crappy jokes in a row.
I got one for you.
Another one?
Yeah. What do you call a gay dinosaur?
I don't know.
Megasaurus.
Jason in West L.A., you're on 97.1.
I got a good one just in time for the holidays.
Perfect.
All right. What did the poor, blind, deaf orphan get for Christmas?
I don't know.
Cancer.
That's not bad.
I made you laugh.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Jason in West L.A. Hold on, dude. all right. It's sick, but I like it. Okay. All right. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We need two more finalists, then we'll have a joke off here. Vince in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right. What do you got?
All right. Did you hear about the gay midget?
No.
Came out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
Not bad. All right. What else you got?
All right. What do vitamin C and what do vitamin C and AIDS have in common?
I don't know.
Juice.
Quite get that. Alex in Agora Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Ah, thank you, baby.
Okay, Cinderella was getting ready to go to the ball, and the evil stepmother said to her,
I have no idea what she's saying.
You need to be back by midnight, or your private parts are going to turn into a pumpkin.
I have no idea what she's saying.
So she comes in by 4 a.m., and the evil stepmother said, so what did the prince do when your private part turned into a pumpkin? And she said, I didn't go with the prince. I went with Peter Pumpkin Eater.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Hey-o! All right, thanks, baby. Joseph in Highland Park, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yes, I got the winner right here.
Perfect.
Okay. What do fat chicks and mopeds have in common?
I don't know.
They're both fun to ride until somebody sees you on one.
Hey-o! Madison in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, what sucks about being a black Jew?
I don't know.
You get put in the back of the oven.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Jesus Christ. Mike in Granada Hills, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, Bubba Smith used to play football. Anyway, he got invited to the White House by the Reagans, and after dinner, Bubba had to go to the bathroom, so they went down and to the bathroom, and Reagan looked over and said, gee, Bubba, where'd you get that big thing? And Bubba said, well, Mr. President, every night before I go to bed.
Good night. Bob in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Aloha.
Hey, what do you got?
Hey, listen, this is your winner. Nun walks into the bathroom. Mother Superior is taking a bath. Says, Mother Superior, there's a blind man here to see you. Says, well, it's a blind man. Send him in. Blind man walks in, says, hey, Mother Superior, nice boobs. Where you want me to hang the blinds? There's your winner.
Hey-o! LT in Hacienda Heights, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
There's this old man named Mr. Smith. He's at an old retirement home.
That's enough. Thank you.
Doesn't matter.
Dave in Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's the difference between Tom Likas and Brian Whitman?
I don't know.
Tom Likas dumps that bitch, and Brian Whitman bitches when he takes a dump.
That's pretty good. All right. You're in the running, brother. Right. Hold on 1 second. That's pretty good. At least it's original, you know? With the Tom Likas joke. Okay. All right, Lisa in Redondo Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you got?
What did one tampon say to the other?
I don't know.
Nothing. They were both stuck-up bitches.
Oh,
I have no idea what she's saying.
All right. Get to bed. You got fourth grade tomorrow, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Sam in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey.
Hey, what do you call a model with a yeast infection?
I don't know.
A quarter pounder with cheese.
Hope you enjoyed Jessica there in fourth grade. Rick in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What do you do when one stupid bitch together?
All right. Please. It's the holidays, gang. Can't we just take 1 month off with all the hostility towards each other? Christy in Loma Linda, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, I got a quick funny one. It's kind of crude. Are you ready?
Good.
What's the opposite of Christopher Reeve?
I don't know.
Christopher Walken.
There you go. James in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
What's up, Tim?
Hey.
Hey, man, have you ever heard about the Polish terrorist who tried to blow up the American school bus?
No.
He had to burn his lips on the tailpipe.
Good night. Jose in Van Nuys, you're on 97.1.
Oh, man, you're a fit stud, man.
Hey.
Hey, I got a story for you. I was at my friend's house about a week ago, and I was hanging out, and I just hear his little brother call out scream out his mom's name, and the mom's like, if you want to talk to me, you better come inside and tell me what you want. So he comes inside and tells the mom, and the mom's like, what did he have to scream for? And he said, I stepped on dark, and I want to know where the hose was.
Oh, Bubba. Oh, Bubba. Dan. I agree with you there, Soph. Dan in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, Tim, okay. If my first one makes you laugh, you can't snort through my second one, okay?
Perfect.
What's the difference between a woman and a...
I don't know if we can do that. Scott in Mira Loma, you're on 97.1.
Hi, Tim. Always enjoy it.
All right.
Penguin driving across country. Starts to have some car problems. It's sputtering, smoking. It's all it can do to coast in front of a mechanic station. Waddles out. Mechanic says, happy look at the car. It's going to take me a while. Why don't you go across the street, get an ice cream, a soda, whatever you like. Come on back.
Not tonight. Lauren Malibu, you're on 97.1.
Hey, why do Jewish people have big noses?
I don't know.
Air is free.
Jesus Christ.
Those jokes are still going around, huh? Carolyn in L.A., you're on 97.1.
Okay, so the Secretary of Defense is giving the President his daily briefing about the war, and he concludes by announcing that, unfortunately, 3 Brazilian soldiers were killed yesterday in the war. And Bush is like, oh, no, that's terrible. And he puts his head in his hands, and his whole staff watches as he's, you know, crying about this.
Todd and Downey are on 97.1 Free FM.
How are you, sir?
Good. What do you got?
I went out with a girl for a couple of weeks, and she said, if you're going to kiss me in the dirty place, you've got to take me there. And I said, there's no way I'm driving to Norco.
David in Anaheim, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
All right. Vampire walks into a bar. Says, I want a cup of blood. Second one walks into a bar. Says, I want a cup of blood. Third one walks into a bar. Asks for a cup of hot water.
I don't know why he gave that guy the benefit of the doubt. David in San Dimas, you're on 97.1.
Little Johnny, his mom comes to him and says, Johnny, we're going to go see Mrs. Johnson, our neighbor's baby, but I want you not to say anything to her because Mrs. Johnson's baby was born.
All right, that can't be funny. I don't know what it is, but it can't be funny.
Yeah.
Tim in Van Nuys, you're on the air. Tim. Hudson, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right, who's Moby Dick's father?
I don't know.
Papa Boner.
Not bad. Evan in Ventura, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Evan. How do you make Likas laugh?
I don't know.
Fire Conway and Whitman.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, that would make him laugh. Jason in Westminster, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nothing.
All right, so a pedophile and an 11-year-old are walking through the woods at night. The 11-year-old says, hey, man, I'm kind of scared out here. Pedophile looks at him and says, how do you think I feel? I got to walk back to my car.
Emily in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Okay, there's a truck driver, and sometimes he goes on these long trips, so his wife gets very cold and lonely. So he went and got her a skunk. So he says, honey, I want you to...
Parker in Hermosa Beach. Parker.
Oh, hey.
AJ, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
I'm bad.
Hey, what do you call a lesbian with long fingernails?
I don't know.
Single.
Brian in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
All right, what's the difference between a pizza and a Jewish person? Ugh.
Arlene in Santa Monica, you're on the air.
Oh, why can't Polish women use vibrators?
I don't know.
It chips their teeth.
Cheryl in Fulton, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a joke for you.
All right.
Okay, it's a real quick one. Hey, there's this platoon of soldiers out in the maneuvering fields, and they're out there a long time. They're stinky, they're smelling.
Dan in Riverside, you're on the air.
Yeah, Tim, I got a joke for you. Am I allowed to say the word vagina on the air?
Sure.
Okay, a woman goes to the gynecologist, and he checks her out. He says, everything looks fine. He says, but I have to tell you, ma'am, you probably have the largest vagina I've ever seen. The woman gets very upset. She goes home. She's sitting on the bed trying to see her vagina. She can't really see it, so she goes in the bathroom, grabs a mirror, puts it on the floor, and she stands over it looking down. At that time, her husband comes through the door, kind of bewildered. He says, honey, what are you doing? She acts like she's doing jumping jacks. She goes, just exercising in the nude. He says, okay, whatever, but careful you don't fall in that hole.
Ugh. Frank in Simi Valley, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've got so much fiber in my diet, I'm starting to pass wicker furniture.
That's pretty good. Robert, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, Conway, I got the world's shortest fairy tale. Man asks for his girlfriend's hand in marriage, and she says no, and he lived happily ever after.
Sal in Altadena. Sal, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, a kid walks through his parents' room and peeks in the keyhole.
All right, those can never be funny. All right, we have our finalists here. We've got Dennis, John, Deborah, Johnny, Thane, Jason, and Dave. We'll come back and tell you the funniest jokes of the night and pick our winner here. And that winner is going to get a pair of $50 MasterCard gift certificates. Or gift cards, I'm sorry. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
It ain't going to get one more listener.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And myself, Gina Grad, and Randy Wang will decide who the finalist is here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 decent jokes. Here they are, the finalists of Make Conway Laugh. Starting with Dennis, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Your joke again real quick, buddy.
Repeat it. Okay, Farmer Johnson's prize bull gets sick, so he calls the vet. The vet comes on out and says, what's the problem? He says, well, his eyes are crossed. So the vet goes to his truck, pulls out a 3-foot length of 2-inch diameter tube, tells the farmer to stand in front of the bull. So the vet goes in back and shoves this tube up the bull's back end there and starts blowing on it vigorously. And he's huffing and puffing. He says, well, Johnson, did his eyes on cross yet? And he goes, no. Well, I'm really tired, so why don't we switch places? So the vet goes to the front, and the farmer goes to the back, pulls the tube out of the bull's backside, shoves the other end up in there. And the vet goes, what the heck are you doing? And the farmer goes, well, you don't expect me to blow on the same end you did, do you?
All right, that's very good. Deborah, real quick, your joke. Deborah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why does a trucker like to cut the tips off of his gloves?
I don't know.
Because he likes to see his girlfriend in shorts.
There you go. Johnny, your joke real quick.
Hey, which one did you want to hear?
The first one.
Okay. This lady was playing golf.
The bee sting.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. She was playing golf and she got bit. So she told the group ahead of her, she's like, hey, watch out. There's some bees over there. And he goes, well, where did you get bit? And she goes, between the first and second hole. He goes, that's okay. You'll be all right. Your stance is too wide.
Jason, you're on 97.1. Your joke.
What did the poor, blind, deaf orphan get for Christmas?
I don't know.
Cancer.
There you go. Dave in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's the difference between Tom Likas and Brian Whitman?
I don't know.
Tom Likas dumps that bitch. Brian Whitman bitches when he takes a dump.
John, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
A Jewish guy and his wife are celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary. He turns to his wife and says, dear, what would you like? A diamond ring? A fur coat? She says, Bernie, I want a divorce. He says, I wasn't planning on spending that much.
And Thane, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What do fat chicks do in the summer?
I don't know.
Stink.
All right, Gina, your choice for best joke.
I'm going to have to go with the bee sting.
The bee sting. All right, that is Johnny and the bee sting on line 3. All right, Randy Wang?
I'm going to have to go for the fat girl's joke.
All right, that's Thane in, where is he? San Dimas. All right, so I guess I get to decide it, right? I think those are two solid jokes. I think the bull joke was great, the trucker, the bee sting, the orphan, the Tom Likas Brian Whitman joke, the Jewish divorce joke. But the winner, everybody, Thane with the fat chicks joke.
Yeah, buddy.
Congratulations, dude.
All right, I got one more good one if you want to hear it. It's quick.
Nope, you stop by your head, buddy. You are the winner of a pair of two $50 MasterCard gift cards. One for you and another one for a friend. To purchase a MasterCard prepaid gift card, go to CVS Pharmacy or visit MasterCard.com/prepaid. Congratulations to Thane in San Dimas with his fat chicks joke. We're live, Conway and Whitman on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Not going to meet two nicer guys in radio than John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
What's going on?
What's up, Tim?
What's happening on the John and Jeff Show tonight?
Well, we got an email from a listener
in regards to his wife and what she wants for Christmas.
Uh-oh.
He says, honey.
Divorce?
What do you want for Christmas? You know, most guys, they ask right. their wife, what do you want? And she hits them with, honey, I want an upgrade. I want breast implants.
That's not bad.
So,
it's a gift for him, too.
Yeah, but listen, from my experience, any guy who's gotten his wife breast
not a good
implants,
idea.
It's like when you want to flip a house.
Right.
You
flip
paint
those
it,
breasts.
And then you get it yawned to the new guy.
All right, John and Jeff coming up immediately here on 97.1 Free FM. Whitman is his name. Whitman back tomorrow right after Lycus. Conway Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Kimball, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the department store center job. My name is Juan Hernandez.
The position's been taken.
Who's gone?
Hello, Gimbals. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I'm calling about the department store Santa job. Is that still available?
The position's been filled.
But I just saw now in the paper.
It's been filled. Hello, Gimbals. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the department store Santa job. Is that still available?
It's not available.
It's not available now.
Hello, Gimbals. How can I help you?
I'm in a wheelchair.
It's gone. Hello, Gimbals. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the department store Santa job. Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.